record completely exclusive interview with John Barn. Nice to meet you, John Barn. And I may miss you second time and first time in Standard Charter event long time ago.
All right. Okay. Nice.
Yes.
Good.
John Barn. Okay. About your activity in this trip, Liverpool fan, can you share about your speaker and topic this your showcase yesterday?
What is about Liverpool Football Club, the history of Liverpool Football Club, the future of Liverpool Football Club, and of course we're there to celebrate Steven Gerrard's career at Liverpool. So I started with talking about Liverpool of the past, and I spoke about Steven Gerrard, the influence he had on Liverpool, the player he was, and then what's going to be life for Liverpool after Steven Gerrard.
Yes. And next question, John Barnes. This Thailand this year, how do you feel about social and meeting in your visual?
In my what?
Yeah.
No, ask the question again. I didn't understand. How did I feel
about what is in your social Thai fans?
Thai fans are very passionate, and I've known that. I've been coming to Thailand now for the last 15 years, so I know how passionate Thai fans are. And Liverpool are very appreciative that they support Liverpool. They spend their money, they buy the shirts, they support the club. So we know that, and it was a wonderful show last night, so we know that Thai fans are very loyal, and Liverpool are going to need that loyalty in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In this trip, do you going to come to watch Muay Thai?
Well, I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'm only here for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should go and fight Muay Thai, no? Mm. Can I fight? Me? Fight Muay Thai?
Fight Muay Thai.
No. I'm a footballer, not a fighter. No, this trip I won't see any Muay Thai this time.
Okay. And next question, can you share about your working in this year, about another Liverpool working your business?
For Liverpool?
Yeah.
Well, I work on television, so I work in South Africa, I work in Southeast Asia on television, I do media punditry for the television. Mm. I don't work for Liverpool, so this trip I'm working for the Liverpool fans, I come to speak to Liverpool fans, but I don't work for Liverpool, I work for on television talking about football, so sometimes I do ESPN, you see ESPN, I do Astra in Malaysia, Super Sport in South Africa, so I work on television.
Yes. And next question, John Barn, about your working football. I need to know about what is your inspiration to your beginning point of you being soccer?
My inspiration to play football is the same as every young boy all over the world. Thailand, I'm from Jamaica. I grew up in Jamaica. And football is the biggest sport in the world. Everybody loves football. So my inspiration as a young boy wasn't to be a professional footballer. It is because I love football. So when you see Thai kids playing in the street who are 8 years old and they're playing football, they're not thinking about playing for Manchester United when they're 20. They're thinking about playing in the street with their friends because they're 8 and they love football. So my inspiration was because football was a great game that I love playing. Mm-hmm. As a consequence of that, and because I love football, I became a professional. Mm-hmm. But you have millions and millions and millions of people who aren't professionals, but they love football just as much as me because it is a great game.
Yeah. And next question. Can you share about what is your obstacle story before you have been at the professional soccer?
My obstacles?
Obstacles
is growing up. Mm. Because you have lots of boys when they're 8, 9, 10 who love football. Mm. And they may even think, I want to be a professional footballer. And the obstacles they have is when they get to 13, 14, 15. There's girls. There's alcohol. Mm. There's their friends who want to go out at night.
Mm.
And that's what it is, because to be a professional footballer, as well as much as your talent, you need to have the right discipline, the right desire, mm-hmm. and the right dedication. So you see so many young players who are very good who don't become professionals because they haven't got the right mentality and they haven't got the right attitude. Mm-hmm. So the only obstacles that you have in life is yourself, is your own mentality and your own attitude.
Mm-hmm. Next question, can you share about your memorable in your first match with Liverpool?
Well, I mean, the first match was against Arsenal at Highbury, and we won 2-1, and I set up a goal. But I don't look at any individual moment. I look at my full 10 years at Liverpool, and I remember it fondly. Mm. I remember my whole career, and they have been good moments, they've been bad moments. Mm. But what I tend to think back on as my whole career, 17-year football career with happiness. So a lot of people may look at when I scored the goal against Brazil in the Maracana, which was a great goal. England had never beaten Brazil before, and they say it's the greatest goal an Englishman has scored. But that is one moment. That means nothing. What's more important is your whole career. So I don't look at individual moments.
And next question, John Ban, do you say for public a long time is Pele is your idol?
Yes, when I obviously growing up, but of course I played against Diego Maradona, and for me Diego Maradona and Pele are two of the greatest players ever. And of course now you have Lionel Messi, and he's my favorite player now, because, and I'm sure Lionel Messi will have idols. Maybe it's Diego Maradona, because as a young player you always look up to people. So Pele was the player I looked up to when I was young, yes.
Yes. And next question, John Ban. Can you share about what is your special technique when you're playing football, the best skill?
There's no special technique. Football is for 90 minutes where you have to run, you have to jump, you have to head, you have to kick, you have to dribble. There's no one special technique you use. There's no one special technique, no.
No one.
There's no one special technique. Nobody has any one special technique. Because for 90 minutes you have to do many things. And you can't do any one thing. And you have a special technique, but the defender is going to stop you. You have to do something else. So there's no one thing you do.
Yes. And next question, John Barner. Can you share about after you are working in Liverpool, can you share about your the best memorable experience in Liverpool teams?
Well, of course, in football, you have to win things, and that's what gives you happiness, and that's what shows you the player that you actually are by the success you've had. Not individually, but as a team, because, of course, individually, you know, I've won Player of the Year in England and double Player of the Year and played for England, but football is a team game, so that means nothing. That's not a real trophy when you win Player of the Year. Winning the Premier League is important, winning the FA Cup. So winning trophies, so I've won two Premier Leagues and two FA Cups, so, you know, that I think winning the league championship for me is the most important thing, because it shows that you are the best team over a period of time. So winning my first championship in 1987-88 for Liverpool is probably my most memorable experience.
Yes, John Ban. Next question. What is your recommend about Thai football player in your opinion?
Well, I think that they have a lot of good players in Thailand, and of course we all know Zico, who's now here coaching the national team, who was a great Thai player. But what I think that Thai football needs, and lots of developing footballing needs, is you need to have a good youth development system to develop young players. Then when you have good young players, you have to try and get them to go to Europe, because that's where they'll improve. So yes, you have the Thai League, and it's good to develop the Thai League as well. But for the national team, you have to get as many as your young players when they're aged between 17 and 20 to go and try and play in Europe, because they will get better, they will get more experience, they will improve. Then they come back to Thailand and help the Thai national team to be strong. We've seen it in Japan and South Korea, where once the Japanese and South Korean players started to play in Germany and England and Europe, the national team became stronger. So you need to get the Thai players to go and play in Europe.
Thank you. And John Ban, what is the Thai player or Asian player is your favorite in this year?
I don't know any Thai players, because I'm this is the first time I'm into Thailand this year, so I don't really know much about Thai football in terms of the players. So I don't know who the best Thai player would be. You can tell me.
And about Asian player.
Well, if you look at the South Korean and the Japanese players, you know, they've got some good players. They've got Honda in Japan, who's a very, very good player. But once again, it doesn't matter about the individuals. You have to get a lot of them to get the experience by going abroad to Europe.
Yeah. And next question, John Ban, about England nation, what is your recommend about them in this year?
The national team. National team is very strong, because when I said that we in Thailand, you needed to get your best Thai players to go and play in Europe, England is similar. We need our young English players to be playing for the best teams, but they don't. We need young English players to be playing for Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United. But we have so many foreign players that the young English players aren't being given an opportunity, so the English national team is not as strong as it used to be. Now we have young players, very young, like Sterling and Ross Barkley, who are now beginning to play for the top teams. So maybe in 4 or 5 years, England will be strong again. Mm. But I think that we're going to have to go through a period, I won't say of mediocrity, but a period of not putting too much pressure and expectations on these young players to win matches. Because we have had too many foreign players in the English league, which has worked against the national team.
And next question, what is the next step about of your working football next to Thailand? Please tell me for Thai fans.
My next step in football where?
Yeah, next to Thailand.
When I leave Thailand?
Yeah.
I'm going home to see my children. Yeah, because the football season's over, so I'm going to go on holiday. So it's time for holiday until football starts again.
Yeah. And next question, what is the next challenge in the world of your work, football? Next challenge.
My next challenge?
Yeah.
Well, of course, I work in television, so I don't have many challenges because it's easy in television. Because when you work in television, you look at football matches and you just criticize the manager and you say what should happen and everybody loves you because you talk about the game. The challenge I would like is to be a manager. I want to be a football manager. So if a job came along, I would look at a job to be a football manager. But who knows if that will happen.
Yes. And next question, John Barnes. Who would you like to work with in the future? Sport player or celebrity or many more?
Who would I like to work with in the future?
In the future.
Well, I mean, as I said, I want to be a football manager. So if any football team will have me, I will be a manager. You have a football team in Thailand for me to manage?
Yes. John Ban, next question about your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Yes. About your in Thailand traveling. What is your internet food? Can you share about your favorite food?
My favorite food, even in England, is Thai food. I love Thai food. I love Pak Apau. And Tom Yum Goong. I love spicy food, so I love Thai and Chinese and Indian and Indonesian food. So that's where I'm going to have some tonight.
And next time, do you interest for study for cooking?
Yes, I've always wanted to do a course. And if I'm in Thailand for long, because I was in a hotel in Thailand with my wife about 4 years ago on one of the islands. And they had a cooking course, and I wanted to go on it because I wanted to learn how to cook Thai food.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Next question, John Ban, about entertainment lifestyle. I know about your sing a song with World in Motion. Can you share about behind the scene if you are working to this song?
No. You mean now or back then?
Back.
Oh no, it was a World Cup. When England get to the World Cup, you make a song, and we got to the World Cup in 1990. So, of course, we did a song for the World Cup in 1990 with New Order. And New Order are a very good group, so the song went to number one. But it went to number one because of New Order, not because of England. So, you know, because they're very good. So we were lucky that we got to do a song with New Order. But it was just for fun. It wasn't serious. We're not professionals.
Please, your example for can you sing a song?
Can I sing a song?
Yeah.
No, I can't sing a song. I can play football, but I can't sing a song, no.
In hook rapper.
Is what?
In hook rapper to this song World in Motion.
I don't understand what you said. What did you say? In what?
About World in Motion.
Yeah, what about it?
Sing a song.
No, I don't sing.
I don't sing.
I'm a footballer, not a singer.
Okay. Yes. And next question, John Ban. About what is your suggestion about Thai soccer player for in the going up to the beginning rising star?
What is rising star?
Yes.
I don't know what rising star is. What is rising star?
Oh, okay.
What is rising star?
But yeah, what? I think he means that what would you like to give the
suggestion
to the young player who are like a rising star like Raheem Sterling?
All right, that's what you mean. All right, okay, that's what you mean. No, well, as I said earlier, if you when you asked me about players, there are lots of good players, and everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants to be a star. Everybody's not going to be a star. The ones who are going to be the stars are the ones who have discipline, the ones who have the dedication, the ones who have the desire. It's okay to want to be a star, but are you willing to put the work in? Are you willing to work hard? Are you willing to have the right attitude to be a star? That's the problem that we have these days, because everybody wants to be a star, but they don't want to do the work to be the star. That's the celebrity lifestyle we live in. So any star that you see, from Ronaldo to Messi, How they became stars is because they work hard. That's all they have to do. You have the talent, but you have to work hard.
Yes. And next question, John Ban, always your free time. What is your free time in your working to doing?
Well, I have seven children. And when you have seven children, you don't have free time. So I'm a taxi driver for my children. I'm a bank manager for my children. I have to take them everywhere. I have to give them money. So you'll soon find out. You don't have free time when you have children.
Yes. And John Ban, next question. About in your principal main idea of your working, what is the main theme of your working in your philosophy?
Hard work. Hard work. And as I say, if you want any example, you can look at any example in life. You can look at the best Muay Thai boxer. And he's very good. He's good.
Good.
But he works hard every day. Training, training, training. Lionel Messi works hard every day. So what people don't see, they see the talent that they have, and they see them performing, and they see their excellence. But they don't see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Hard work. Hard work. So that's all you have to do, work hard.
Yes. Okay. John Ban, okay, finally, please say something for Thai fan about in this hotel place, in your residence.
This is a beautiful hotel. I've never been here before. And to have a hotel like this in the middle of Bangkok is remarkable, because you could be in Chiang Mai. You've got lots of green, you've got lots of space, but then outside you're just so close. So they've done a wonderful job in making a hotel like this in such a small space and right in the middle of Thailand in Bangkok.
Yes. Your love Hua Chang Hotel.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you for John Ban. Can you share about for your making interview time with VarietyNewsOnline.com?
Thank you.